Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this cold Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the Super Bowl and all things Tennessee Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring on our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, how are we doing today? What's going on?
I am delightful this morning. How are you guys?
We are delightful as well, Corey, and I will go on record saying I picked the Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl before the game over the weekend, but I have to tell you, I did not anticipate it going down the way it went down yesterday. 31-9, that defense holding Kansas City to without a touchdown in the game. How surprised were you that Tampa Bay was as dominant as they were?
Well, I was surprised. I picked the Chiefs. I wasn't convicted. I really struggled with this game because I kept thinking about the Bucs defensive line, and I was like, how much is the Bucs defensive line going to be able to dominate this football game? And that was, you know, one of my very biggest keys, and I'm not surprised that they dominated. I am surprised at how devastatingly they dominated that game. Wasn't Mahomes hurried 29 times
on
like 46 throws? I mean, I think I tweeted in the third quarter, there's not enough ice and ibuprofen in the world for Patrick Mahomes tonight. He was retreating every time he took the snap. There was never a time where he could just set up and throw the football. For the Bucs to hold that team, and I know they were without two starters in the offensive line, but to hold that team without a touchdown is ridiculous. I'll overstate something probably, but to me it's one of the great defensive performances in Super Bowl history. I don't know if it's the best ever. I'd have to go look, but they were devastating up front, and then those linebackers can just really, really run. It was, you know, I thought Mahomes would will them into the game in the second half, and I know he was injured as well. They couldn't do it. They got physically whipped at the line of scrimmage, both sides.
No, I don't think you are overstating it. Robbie said that earlier. I don't think you are when you consider, you know, this Chiefs offense and what it has done over the last few years.
Devastating offense.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you know, offensive line injuries, huge part of it. But, yeah, to your point.
If you held the greatest show on turf without a touchdown in the Super Bowl, what would people be saying about Belichick?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So to your point there, and I'm getting this from our Nate Taylor the game story here. So it was 29 of 56 dropbacks. That's the most of any quarterback in Super Bowl history. He was pressured. And here's another stat to go with that, which I think you have to put some blame on Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy. 92% of his dropbacks, he had five guys protecting him. How do you not switch up there?
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things that I was going to get to is, you know, and we've seen this with the Titans for years, you know, where they end up with these two and three man routes at times, which, you know, can be maddening, but you've got to protect the quarterback. And if you can't protect him with five, you've got to protect him with six, or you've got to protect him with seven. And I know Travis Kelce is an unbelievable weapon, but he's not a weapon if the quarterback can't get him the football. And their failure to adjust to bring in extra protection. There was one play where I remember they brought in Gronk in motion, the Bucs did, and he came in motion, came to the line, set up, and picked up Shaq Barrett, and Brady threw to Fournette for like 8 yards, just like bang. And I'm like, see, it's simple. It's really not that hard. You count how many guys are up front, and you come back and get them. And if you can't block them with five, you got to block them with more. I love Andy Reid. I think he's a brilliant play caller and a great head coach. But this was not his best game, and their stubbornness to the way they do things and having all those weapons out there was Wizent Hunt-esque last night.
Ooh.
Wow. That's a word.
Yeah.
Corey Curtis
got
from News
Munson'd.
2. Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
So, Corey, we've got this up today as our poll question at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. I mean, Brady has won seven Super Bowls, obviously has been to 10, in a league where basically everyone is designed to go 8-8. Is he the greatest team sport athlete that we've ever seen? I know this question is difficult to answer. There's a lot of different sports
it
and
is.
Different eras that you've got to factor into it. But in your opinion, is Tom Brady
the greatest team sport athlete of all time?
You know, I struggle with this one a lot. I'm a Chicago guy, so I'm gonna be biased, you know, from the get go. I mean, because Michael Jordan is amazing, you know, 6 for 6, and the team was just absolute garbage when he got there. But basketball is different from football because one guy can make such a difference. And we also would have to bring up LeBron in that category as well. I mean, he's been to 10 finals and he's won it with 3 different teams.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. But now Brady is one of only 2 quarterbacks to win it with 2 different teams. You know, I think Belichick's a really good head coach, but I also think he had the greatest quarterback of all time. As bizarre as it sounds, I don't think Brady's ever gotten the credit in that scenario that he deserves because everybody's wanted to give it to Belichick. Belichick's won 1 playoff game in his entire career without Tom Brady. One. And I think he's had 2 winning seasons his entire career without Brady. Okay? And I don't care where he's coached before. If he's the genius, if he's the greatest ever, he's the greatest ever, okay? Brady is a huge part of that Belichick success. Brady was a huge part. You just see this last year how even in his older years, he elevated an undermanned offense. Because that offense has not had pieces for years. I mean, even getting to Super Bowls where we questioned the pieces that they had. And football is the ultimate team sport. You know, you got 50 plus guys. You've got, you know, 11 going on each side. And, you know, for one guy to go to that many games and win as many as he did. And I guess the other thing that keeps getting me now is the longevity. The longevity is absurd. Is absurd. And no matter how much I don't want to give it to Tom Brady or Michael Jordan because I'm a Michael Jordan guy, I'm leaning more and more in that direction because, you know, what he's doing is ridiculous. Now, I'll say this as well. I really liked this Tampa team last year and the talent that they had. I just didn't like the quarterback throwing 30 interceptions. So I thought Brady had a chance to win the Super Bowl this year with this team. And I think Gronk said before the game, it's the most talented team he's ever been on. And he might be right. I mean, they've got way more offensive weapons. They didn't even utilize 2 of their weapons last night.
Yeah.
And they still put up 30 points. So it was pretty spectacular. And he's pretty amazing. I mean, I said they won the game because they kicked their tails at the line of scrimmage, but he deserved the MVP. He was really good. He threw the ball really well.
Yeah, I wouldn't have hated if Devin White got it. But
Devin White had a spectacular postseason. Oh my gosh, he was really good.
Well, that's the thing. It will get lost because of Brady, but I mean, you know, whatever. The rest of the Bucks will take it. But like you said, that's a very talented team.
Yeah, it is.
Best pass rush in the league. Those linebackers, they were able to just let them be and roam space. And most teams can't do that against the Chiefs, but they could.
They have the speed. I mean, David and Devin White had the speed to patrol sideline to sideline. And every time they tried any of that bubble stuff, they got swallowed up. I mean, it looked like Brett Kern getting decapitated out there with Devin White going sideline to sideline.
Brett Kern was sitting there in the stands just like, oh, man, I almost juked out Devin White.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, guys. You can deal with that guy. So pass rush obviously is one of the big takeaways from this game. And with the local professional football team, Corey, we've been talking about so many different names, including Shaq Barrett.
Yeah.
If you're John Robinson, give me your top, maybe like your top 3 or if you've got a top tier of whatever number that you think that they really have to go after.
Well, I think they got to draft one and they got to sign one. That's my feeling because I think it'd be too expensive to sign 2. And I don't know how much money they're going to have to really sign one, guys. I mean, they're going to have to move some money around because they're going to be up against it. And I don't have we just talked about this last week at work, like for 2 days, and I don't have my list of available players in front of me. But there's Ngakoue, there's Ugon, both from the Ravens. Who are some of the other guys?
Leonard Floyd's out there.
Leonard Floyd, okay.
Shaq Barrett.
Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, Bud Dupree.
Shaq Barrett. Bud Dupree. Okay, Bud Dupree is a match for this defense, okay? And he's a guy who's a distressed asset, which is something that Patriot people like because of the knee injury. But he is a big physical guy who can set the edge and still rush the passer. I think Judon fits that category as well. I think those are both guys who are matches. You know, Leonard Floyd is a guy who underachieved for years in Chicago and then broke out with the Rams, which is great. But, you know, they've also got Aaron Donald over there.
Yep.
Which helps out a little bit. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, how productive is he going to be for you? And I don't know if Leonard Floyd is a set-the-edge guy. But from my aspect, I like Bud Dupree a lot. I don't know what the Steelers' intentions are or what his intentions are, but him and Judon, and look, I mean, Ngakoue's, you know, I would wonder why Ngakoue's on his fourth team, but we know he can get there. And again, I don't know how much any of these guys are going to cost. And so you're going to have to weigh that. And that's one of the reasons I like Dupree is because I think his cost is going to be down. And this team's going to have to find a way to fit 8 pounds of sausage into a 6 pound tube.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Corey, great stuff as always, my man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
All right, heck of a performance. Congratulations, by the way, to Bruce Arians,
yes,
who's now the greatest head coach of all time because he's one for one with Tom.
That's right, exactly.
Got 100%.
100% winning percentage. Corey Curtis from News 2.
He's never lost a Super Bowl with Brady like Belichick.
That is true. Take that, Bill. Bruce Arians,
yeah,
getting it done. Corey Curtis.
Rings and stick them.
That's right.
Corey Curtis. Hey, nice sausage reference.
That was good.
Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah.
Start calling
you're Abe Froman.
Do you guys get that reference? Yes. Porth has no idea.
Yes.
You get it?
Yes.
All right. We're trying to teach the millennials, Corey.
There we go.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest on Robbie and Rexler. Appreciate you, Corey.
Later, guys.
When we come back, speaking of the Tennessee Titans, you heard Corey throw out Matthew Judon's name there. He had some comments about the Titans over the weekend. This rivalry between the Titans and Ravens getting spicier by the day. We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.